And the date to Romans and Acts, YY Salim.
Yeah, I could start? Yeah? Okay, so for two reasons, I shouldn't be giving this shir, for two reasons. Number one is that you've already learned Hilchos Shabbos. You have other with Shlomo Weisbar, I'm sure we've already gone through the whole from Aleph to Tav, and I'm sure he's touched this topic. I'm sure he did. So maybe you can, maybe I'll just wreck your memories. That's the reason why I'm one. I should not give this shit. And reason number two is because Purim next Friday. There's so much to talk about Purim. Why am I speaking about Hilchos Shabbos? So to be honest, I don't have any answer to both these two questions. But if I've got a minute, then maybe at the end I'll say a vort on Purim, a beautiful vort that I saw. Now. Today it's very, very, it's very popular. These biscuits, decorated biscuits. Now they become bar mitzvahs. So you go to bar mitzvahs, you see them decorated biscuits with bar mitzvah. And there's even a picture of a mitzvah boy on the biscuit, right? It's done with edible fondant or whatever it is, yeah. And it's very popular, right? It's become. It's always been cakes with birthday cakes, happy birthday, mazel tov, written either with cream or with Smarties. And then you've got as well. Tea biscuits, also it's written on it where they've made, if they're made in China, whether it's written on it, tea biscuits, whatever it is, and you've got, there's lots of food that we eat, got on it words, got on it writing, is it okay to eat them on Shabbos or not? Because l'chayra, when you eat them, you're rubbing out the words, so it's called meichuk. You're rubbing it out, right? So is there a problem or not? So the Mechaber brings, the Bisyasa brings, and it's brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah said this: Also, the Shabbat Uga shekosav aleha kemin oisias. Afal pi shein a mechaber nerak leachila, to have a moichek. A person is not allowed to break a biscuit or a cake that's got on it letters oisias, even though you're not mechaber to rub them out. You're mechaber to eat them. You want to eat the cake, yeah? Because it's called moichek. And then this is brought down from the Mosi. Also brings down, it's a modcha that brings down from the Maram Rotenberg. It's one of the Rishonim, and he says that the minig was to give children, if you look inside, it's very interesting, he was marich about it. The minig was that children, they used to write on either uga, or they used to also write on a beitza. They used to write on an egg, they used to write psukim, and they used on cake, they used to write psukim, and they used to give it to the child to eat in order that the Torah should go into the child's mouth. The Torah, you give it to a small child, maybe a three-year-old, maybe it was part of the Chalakah ceremony, and they used to give them, apparently today as well, I think it was there, some people have a minhag to write on an egg, to write, they take edible ink, and they write on an egg, and they make the child eat it. It's a minhag already brought down in the Rishonim. Why the child should eat these, he brings the psukim there, Hashem nosani, noshan, loshan, nimudim, the sweetness of the Torah should go into the child's mouth. So that was mamash, so Shaila was, and the minhag was to do on Shavuos. The minute was, because Shavuos is Kabbalah Satorah, the minute was, says Yom Tov. So he asked the question, how can we give to children these foods if there's got writing on it and he's making them eat them and they're going to be moichek? Is it allowed or not? So the Maram Rotenberg says that Asa Midrabanan. True, it's not the Raisa. Why is it not the Raisa? Because Midraisa, moichek is only a manas lichtoif. It's only if you rub out an area in order to rewrite on it better. You want to correct it. You want to rewrite something. But if you just rub out just for the sake of rubbing out, but the right says no issa. So it's the rabbanon. Moichek shnei manas lichtoif is the rabbanon. So it says the Maram Rotenberg. True, the whole thing is only the rabbanon, but still, it's also, it's midrabbanan. Midrabbanan is still also, therefore, he said it's also. But he says, but to give to tinuk, you're allowed to let the tinuk, for every reason, there's a different, there's of safinon, you're allowed to let the tinuk eat it. But otherwise there would be an issa. There would be an issa. Right? Okay, so that's Maram Rotenberg brings, and the Ramah brings down a halacha that it's asa, so the chayr should come out. All these foods, all these edible things that have got words on it, either whatever it is, if it's scratched in or if it's on top, another on top, the chayr should all become, the whole thing should be asa. But the Magen Avraham brings from the Magen Avraham brings from the. From the Marash Halevi. Marash Halevi is also one of the Rishonim, and he brings this. Marash Halevi says that. Marash Halevi says that this issa of the Maram Rotenberg is the issa of the Maram Rotenberg is only when it's written on the food with something else. You've taken another food or another type of food and you take that and you decorate the cake or biscuit. But if it's made from the same thing, so the Rosh Levi's mutter.
It's embossed like.
Oh, so therefore, if it's ingrained inside, or if it's on top, let's say you make so there's people that make a schlissel, challah, make schlissel challah. So some people make it the challah in the shape of a, but some people put on the challah itself, they put a shape of a key. They use dough, the same thing. They make another little cute challah and they stick it on and they bake it like that. So the ksiva is also shaykh by pictures, but so it says the Marash Levi that if it's done with the same thing, right, then it's okay. The whole Ismaram Rottenberg is only when they take, let's say, you take Smarties or you take cream and you write Mazel Tov, you write Happy Birthday with something else on the cake. But if it's done the same thing, says the Magen Avraham, Hashem the Marash Levi, it's mutter. What's a svar? Excellent. What's a svar? It's a pellet. What's a svar? But before, if it's done with the same thing, then it's mutter. If it's done with something else, that's when it's awesome. You got sponge cake. That's with fondant on top, with pictures of it. They don't want the cars, and it's not part of the cake. Even if it's fondant, you know what fondant is? It's a whole layer of marzipan style type of material. It's not marzipan, but it's a whole layer. They cover the cake and you decorate the cake. So it's a normal sponge cake, and the whole cake is now a pink cake because it's covered with fondant. And within the fondant itself, you put surahs and you write and you make pictures, whatever it is. So it's not part of the cake. Okay, it's not part of the cake, that will win its asa. But if it's something which is part of the cake, I think biscuits is more, you have biscuits or chocolates, you've got the certain chocolates, they've got a picture of a cow. In the chocolate, in the piece itself, there's a picture of a cow sticking out, you know what I mean, yeah? The what do you call chocolates, yeah, whatever. The elite ones, exactly, yeah. Right? So you got the pictures, right? So that says is mutter. That's mutter. If it's sticking out, it makes a difference, mutter. Whereas if something else is asa. What's the difference? And I'm going to be invited in a minute. But before I go invited, I said there's another nekuda. The Magen Avraham asks a kash like this, and the Dogma Rabbah explains. The Magen Avraham says this. The Gemara says in Psachim that if you have a matzah, or if you have sekrikin, some sort of crackers, hamtsuyarin. They've made in a specific form. They've been baked in a form, right? And it's the Rishonim say it's got a form of a fish or a bird. It's made in a form of a fish or a bird. That's how they baked it, right? So the Gemara says that legabe chametz depends if it's muta also legabe chametz. But it's mavur in the Gemara there that legabe yom tov mitzad yom tov. There's no problem to eat them. Says Magen Avraham, you see very clearly, it's a mafurish, it's a gemara, there's no issa machika by eating food which has got a certain shape. So what's the Maram Rotterberg ushering it, right? So then Magen Avraham says there may be then he brings this Marash Alevi that says that if it's made from the same thing, that it's made from the same thing, that it's mutter. Magen Avraham wants to be, I think he's making a difference between writing and pictures. He wants to say maybe pictures is better than writing. But the Magen Avraham brings this Marash Alevi, but you see from this Marash Alevi that it's mutter even if it's writing, but if it's made from it. So there's better some two heterim. There's a heter if the actual biscuit, let's say you got a gingerbread man biscuit or smiley face biscuit. You got actual biscuit is a form. So it's mavur in the Gemara. The Magen Avraham brings the Dogma Rabbah brings in mavur the Gemara. That's it's mutter. Okay, that's number one. And number two, there's a heta that if it's not the actual biscuit, but within the biscuit there's a form or sticking out, sticking in no difference, it's also mutter. Right, so therefore the Issa, Maram Rotterberg is saying is only when it's not the actual shape of the cake, it's not a teddy bear cake, it's not made within the cake or sticking out of the cake. You can make as well, there are people, you can make layers of cakes and they're sticking out, sticking in from the cake itself. I've never seen such cakes, but they can be like that. That's also not part of the Issa. This is only when it's a separate entity, a different type of food, which is stuck on the cake or ingrained into the cake, but it's a separate thing. That's when it's awesome. What's the difference? What's the difference between all this? So, the first heta, if it's the shape of the cake, if it's the shape of the biscuit, the heta is brought down from the Chazanish. The Chazanish has got a tzat to say this is the heta. He calls it Tzuras Hapas. He calls it, this is the shape of the bread. In other words, I decided to bake the shape of the bread like this shape. Normally a shape of a bread is square, or if it's woven, so that's its shape. I've decided to make a shape of a key. If let's say you make the challah, the whole shape of the challah is the key. It's the shape of the bread. That's why it's mutter. It's not called writing. It's not called drawing. I'm making bread. And I want the bread to look like this shape for whatever reason. That's why it's called Tzuras Hapas. The Mefarshim say it's also doima to Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim was baked on Shabbos. And Lo Shamanu. The Rechem Ponim wasn't baked on Shabbos, but it was eaten. It was eaten on Shabbos. It was eaten on Shabbos. Very good. Yeah. Right. When was it baked? Erev Shabbos. Shabbos. Right? So it was eaten on Shabbos, and it has to have Lechem Aparim. It has to have a certain shape that has to stick up there. It can look to each other from side to side. And yet, it's allowed to be eaten. Oh, but it's got a shape. But how can you rub the shape out? The Torah says that's the shape of this bread. Lechem Aparim. The Torah wants it to look like that. So you decide to make a bread which looks like a key. So that's it. It's the shape of the bread. That's the heta. All right. So the same thing. So therefore, gingerbread men and smiley face biscuits. If you've got any al mashalim, it's no problem. It's not part of this. Now the next step is that if it's not the shape of the bread, but within the biscuit there's a surah, there's a stamp written tea biscuit or whatever it is, or a picture of a cow. That Rafalk explained to this. He explained this how he wants to explain. He explains this. The reason why it's mutar is as follows. Midrabanon, even if you're not planning to rewrite on top of it, it's still asa. Meaning shaloy amanas lichtoib is also asa. Moichel shomlech lichtoib is still asa. Why? Why is it asa? Because we're scared you might write. We're scared you might end up writing. True, that's not your kavana, but you might end up doing it. Semin chazal still asa it. So he wants to say, Rafalk, that imagine you've got. Let's say the tea biscuit. Let's think of the tea biscuit that's written on it. Is written in tiny, traditional tea biscuit in tiny. So what we're going to say that. Okay, eating it or scratching out, it's the same thing, that's the same idea, even though eating you can't do anything about it. But let's say scratching out. What we're scared that you're gonna scratch out a whole layer of biscuit in order to go lower, and now you can't see any more writing because you've now gone down to the same level of the writing, and now you're gonna it's very unlikely. It's very unlikely a person's going to be so, and as well with the chocolate, he's going to scratch out the cow. It's not after scratching the cow, he's going to scratch the cow, plus a whole layer lower, and then can keep the cow sticking out. Very unlikely. Very unlikely. So therefore the Rabbanon doesn't apply here. Full stop, the Rabbanon doesn't apply. The Rabbanon normally, I mean, the Shlomo Manasseh is because he's scared that you might, because it's very easy to go ahead and write. But not in such a case where it's going to be so complicated, it's going to be so much work to be able to get to write. That will be the heta. That's what it says in the Marash Alevi. That's the heta. It's mavor, it's klal, it's mutar. The question is, why is there, that's how Rafalk's mouth by the heta of if it's within, ingrained within the biscuit or the. There's a cream cake. Simple. You just take it off and you just rewrite. Let's say you wrote Mazel Tov, Happy Birthday 18, and then you suddenly realize it's not 18, it's 19. So it's just so you can. You know what? Let's just take out the 18. Okay, fine. And then you know what? Let's put a 19. Why not? What's stopping you? It's very easy to do. Right. So the third, the only thing that's left out is the third one. The third level of that is a cream cake, or let's say you got a biscuit, and then you write on it with a. With what do you call it?
Fondant.
With fondant or whatever it is, cream or not the cream, marzipan. You write on it and you make pictures on it. There's the face you put on it. So that's what the issa of the Maramotan, but that's issa still stays. Now, but even in this, there's still a heta. And what's the heta like this? The Dogma of Rava says he's chaylik on the whole issa. The Dogma of Rava is chaylik on the whole issa. The Rava holds its muta. Why? He said this. He said it's number one. You agree it's the rabbonon, right? Because shulam anaslich, shulam anaslich toiv. We agree it's derabonon, right? So novas derabonon is still asa because psik reisha is asa. Even if you're not mechaven, psik reisha will still be asa because psik reisha. Psik reisha is by default you're going to rub out. So it doesn't help to say I'm not mechaven, right? That's the issa, even though it's derabonon. Said look, Rav Avah, hey, it's not one derabonon, it's two derabonons. So in other words, it's a psik reisha, it's a shleim anas lichtoy, which is derabonon, right? We've gone down to a level of derabonon, but nevertheless, it's still asa because psik reisha is asa. When it's by default, you're going to, even if you're not machaven, it's still asa. So we've only got one drabonon over here. You've got psik ratio with one drabonon. But he said you got another drabonon. What's the other drabonon? The other drabonon is that it's makalkal. It's makalkal. You're destroying it. You're destroying it. That's the way of this. The destruction is the eating. You're not. No, because normally pshat is you got a piece of paper, you got a parchment, it's written on it a name, it's written on it Yehuda, and you don't want that name. You want a different name. It was a mistake. So you have to rub out in order, and you still have the parchment or the paper to rewrite something on it. It's not makalkal, right? You makalkal the letters, of course you makalkal the letters, but you don't makalkal the whole thing to be able to rewrite. Where here you makalkal the whole thing, and then he says another step. Number one is drabonon because it's shlem and aslichtek. Number two is makalkal, and number three he says because it's derech achila. It's derech achili. You put it in your mouth. When you put it in your mouth, it's kilachayad. Kilachayad. Not derech achili, it's kilachayad. That's not the normal way of ramming out. The normal way of ramming out, you take your hand and you take a chisel and you scratch out. Putting it in your mouth and using your teeth to chew on it and to bite through it, that's called kilachayad. So therefore, Betzim, he says, there's three derabonot. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this. Therefore, says the Dogma Vava, why is there Issa? Why should there be an Issa to cut through a cake? And to make slices and to eat it like that. You've got two derabonons, it's Ramanas Lichtoiv, and it's makalkal, you're spoiling the whole thing, you can't rewrite on it, therefore there's no Issetul. And besides for that, if you're putting it in your mouth, there's another third derabonon of kilachayat, because that's not how you do it. That's not, it's kilachayat. Says Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down this Dogma Vava, and he doesn't want to be mate the way the Dogma Vava is mate. He doesn't allow ad kedikach to say the Dogma Vava is mate, therefore you don't have to paskin, you don't have to go with a Ramon, you cannot misyach to Ramon. No. Says Mishnah Berurah that I'll allow you, v'yeshlis mecholav, k'she'in eshoi b'mok moisyas b'dyoi, rak b'fiv derech achila. If you're eating it, then I'll allow it. So if you're putting it in your mouth, so you got a third derabanan, then I'll allow it. In other words, the Maamar Rotenberg will still stay correct. The Ramah will stay correct. That he asas, and it's Madurik, the Ramah says, you're not allowed to break. He doesn't say you can't eat them. You can't eat them. Right, you're cutting the cake or you're breaking it with your hands. If it's, he says lishbur, you normally cut slachtrich. So maybe it means a hard piece of cake, so you crack it. That's maybe one of the Ramah says. But to put it in your mouth and go and eat, maybe even the Ramah himself would allow it because of this heta that the Dogma Baba holds. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah. So therefore, let's just quickly sum up. Therefore, if it's the shape of the biscuit cake, it's mutter. If it's ingrained within or it's sticking out, it'll also be mutter. We explained the two heterim. The only issa that stays behind is when it's made from a different type of food and it's on top and it's a separate thing and to break it, that will be the issa of the Ramah. But on that, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a heter. If you put it in your mouth and you bite it into your, you put it into your mouth and you break it through like that, then it'll be mutter. But not when you cut it first. Exactly. So now, therefore, a cake will still be also, birthday cake will still be also. But biscuits, you see, bar mitzvah biscuits, and you put it in your mouth and eat, then it'll be mutter. The way the Mishnah Berurah, it'll be mutter. The Chazanish argues with this heter. The Chazanish says that this heter of a psikeresha by two derabonons. Tzikresha by two derabonons, like the way we explained it, and according to this is a third derabonon. He disagrees with this heta from the sugi. He says there's no right from the sugi. Therefore, according to Chazanish, will still stay us. But Mishnah Berurah is mate. The poskim say that even according to Chazanish, if let's say you have tablets and there's writing on them, right? Sometimes antibiotics, there's writing on the plastic, see, on the covers, and then when it goes in, it automatically gets disintegrated. So that they bring that it's mutter. That they bring some credit. So even the Chazanish holds mutter. Why? Because when it goes in, it's not in the world anymore, and it's not around anymore. You can't call that rubbing up. But strictly speaking, call them Shabura, it's absolutely fine to bite into these biscuits and to drink. But don't break them. Don't break them with your hands, right? But to bite into them or cut the cake is also, the cake's out of question. Right? Cake's out of question. Unless it's within, cake is out of question. Unless it's within. Unless the thing is within the cake or sticking out of the cake, which we don't have. So it's out of question. Biscuits, it is mutter, but only on condition that you put into your mouth and you don't break it first. So it's a big biscuit. The small biscuits, the small bite-sized biscuits, it's absolutely mutter. That's what comes out from this halacha. Oh, 2 minutes. I said I'll talk for 2 minutes about Purim. A minute about Purim. Yitzchak Avinu was called Yitzchak. This I saw one of the chesidim. I don't remember where it was. Yitzchak is called Yitzchak. Why is Yitzchak called Yitzchak? Because the pasuk says, "Kol Hashemei Yitzchakli." Who everybody's going to hear? Everybody hears about this news that Yitzchak was born when Sarah was already 19, Avram was 100, and Yitzchak was born. It's a joke. It's a joke. Yitzchakli. People are going to start laughing, right? So now, why will people laugh? Why will people laugh when they hear this tremendous nest that Yitzchak was born? And the answer to that is, what is a joke? What is a joke? A joke. There's all different types of jokes. But one, there's different lines of jokes, right? Not the one of jokes when you laugh at people. That's not. I'm talking about kosher, good, normal, nice jokes, schmacker joke. A big part of a joke is when you expect one thing And then you suddenly realize that it's completely opposite. It's totally, the whole thing turns around. And it comes into your head in such a second, in such a way where it makes you laugh. It makes you laugh. You suddenly realize it makes you laugh. That's what makes us laugh. Because when suddenly our mind chaps that it's totally the other way around, what we thought, we would expect this person to say one thing, and then he goes and says something completely different, that's what makes you laugh. And obviously he says it with a pun, so that's bedtime or joke is, right? That's bedtime, that's right? So that's why it's called Yitzchok. Why is it called Yitzchok? Because it's something when people heard, people could not believe that it makes sense. People thought it doesn't make sense. There's no such thing. So first people, you know, they don't believe it. It's not true. But once they suddenly hit them, they realize, no, it is true. The sorry man who had a baby at the age of 90, then, and when that second when it comes into them, it hits them, it makes them laugh. So the Baishel, Hashem said it should be called Yitzchok. The Amos says that Sarah and Avram, both of them laughed already when they heard the news. Already by the news they already laughed. And Hashem said, because of that, because Avram laughed, I'm going to call him Yitzchok. So why they already laughed then? What, is it a joke? It's not a joke, but because the sudden realization that something unbelievable is going to happen, that sudden turn of realization, that makes a person laugh, right? And so now, why on Purim is there inyan to be besimcha l'chayra more than any other Yom Tov? Every Yom Tov we know there's a mitzvah deraisa to be besimcha. There's a mitzvah, right? Ad kirikach you should drink what you should drink. Samachta v'chagech. But yet, when it comes to Purim, Mishnichnas Adamar b'simcha, Chazal made such a stress on simcha. Why? What is this extra element of simcha on Purim than all other Yom Tov? And the Teretz says this vort. The Teretz says, because other Yom Tov, when we came out of Mitzrayim, the Bunshan first told Moshe, it took him 7 days until Moshe agreed to it. And then Moshe came to us. Then there was a whole gradual process until the day, and we already knew the day's coming. And so until the day that came, until we Taki left Mitzrayim, it was a Moedik HaSimcha. But this element of sudden turn of events wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. Same thing with Kabbalah Satorah, with Sukkos. This element of sudden turn, we saw the Av that Hashem showed to us, yes, but the sudden turn. Purim has this minor, there was a sudden turn of events. They're looking at a story, and it's just getting from bad to worse, to worse, to worse. And they've got no way out, and there's nothing they could do about it. And they did a little bit of tshuva, they turned themselves, and suddenly, boom, the whole thing turns upside down. But from the story within itself, it turned upside down. There's an element of laughter there, because it's an element of surprise, it's a pleasant surprise. That's Betzim or Purim. And the Chayra, this is another excellent last Nakoda, that's the Chayra, why it says that by the Osid Lavoy, it says that's all the Yemal is Chayk Pino. That's when we're going to really, really laugh. That's when we're allowed to laugh, a full laugh. Why? Because the Osid Lavoy, B'Moisim Mashiach, again, it's going to be the same, it's not like it's Mitzrayim, where there's a gradual and we're being told and we know, and it's slowly, slowly, and we're waiting. We know there's going to be 10 Makkas, according to some Rishonim, Moshe already knew about these, the whole 10 makas from the beginning. No. But by Al-Asad Lover, it's going to be a sudden turn of events, like the middle access say. It's going to be on a Wednesday afternoon, a normal, mundane Wednesday afternoon, Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be so, the whole turnover is going to be so mad, that's going to make us laugh. The show will all be Zaycha to the Gola Bekarev. Yeah.